I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me in the studio today is the Board President of the Maspillion Art League in Milford, Delaware, Paul Acano. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you for inviting me up here, Paul.
I really appreciate you driving up here today to record this interview. The Maspillion Art League is really just a wonderful organization right in the heart of Milford, a town that is getting a lot of recognition for its really growing arts community and the incredible arts activity that's going on in the greater Milford area. And the Maspillion Art League is right at the center of that. For our listeners who aren't familiar with the Art League, a little bit of background about it.
Sure. The Maspillion Art League has been in existence since 2004. And in that relatively short time, it has become, in terms of membership, probably the second largest art league, at least in the southern two counties. I've never been able to find an art league in Newcastle County. Mm-hmm. But our membership fluctuates around 300 a year. We have multiple educational programs. We are actually, along with a couple of other galleries in Milford, responsible for Milford's motto now, which is Rivertown, Art Town, Hometown. That's what we've been doing.
How does an art league differ from a gallery?
Okay, an art league's function, our mission is to provide a quality visual arts program for the community. And we show art, and we do sell that art, but the art is almost all by relative amateurs, and it is almost secondary to our educational responsibilities for the community. We have multiple adult and children's programs. We have outreach programs for People's Place, which is a women's shelter, for the Salvation Army, for Stevenson Correctional Center, and we are currently speaking to Home of the Brave 1 and 2. They have two houses for homeless and in trouble veterans.
So there's a real community engagement component to the Art League. Could you speak to the range of members in demographics, age, where do they come from? Sort of what walks of life do they represent?
Okay. Our most recent evaluation showed that we have had something to do with people from 22 different zip codes in the area of Milford. We have members from as far away as Millville in southern Delaware, all the way south of the county, of Sussex County. We have members from Dover. We have a member actually from Smyrna. So we go far and wide. We offer programs, and in fact, we now have a new rental in the same building that we're in, which has added 1,800 square feet to our ability to add programs, and we're going to hopefully be adding a pottery program soon. There's apparently a very big desire for one.
Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to visit recently and sort of walked through that new space. I mean, there's really some tremendous potential there to continue the gallery space, which is sort of the public face of the building. It's right on, is that north?
It's on 5 Walnut Street.
5 Walnut Street.
Right.
But then that new space behind there, which really offers some great opportunities for instruction and larger space area, right?
Yeah, that new space is, we are trying to designate it for our educational programs. Mm-hmm. We have, in the current space that we're in, about the most we can have classes for is 10 to 12 people at a time. And you saw the space when you were there, the educational area. If you got 12 oil painters with easels in there, it would really be crowded. Mm-hmm. This new area provides us room to expand our educational programs. It also gives us potential for many other things, including the pottery, but also because there is a closed area, potential even for instance, nude posing, mm-hmm. Which we do not have the facilities for now.
Mm-hmm. Could you speak to some of the... you mentioned some of the different programs you have. What are some of the classes specific to, say, youth, specific to adults?
We have, first of all, we have classes all the way from 4 years old to obviously elderly people like me. We have in the children's classes, in the summers, we have had summer camps, which have been well attended. We have classes in comic drawing. We have classes in Erica Ray, our former office manager, is teaching a class in sculpture. Figure sculptures. I think she's making storks with the kids. In adult classes, we have classes coming up in figure drawing by Kathy Walls. People up here may know her better as C. Mercedes Walls. She's an excellent painter. She's also doing an adult class on drawing water. Not watercolor, but drawing water. Some of your listeners may know Rosemary Connolly. She is a fine watercolorist and is doing a class in April on watercolor journaling, pen, ink, and watercolor journaling. Mm-hmm. There are classes in photography. There are classes in Zentangles. I have never taken that class. It's a class of patterns.
Okay.
By a lady named Claudia, and I can't remember her last name right now.
So it's a range of classes for adults.
Leister,
for youth.
That's her name.
Got it. Okay. And it sounds like your membership is a range from amateurs, avocational artists that are interested in developing their skills, but also you have professional artists in there as well.
We have professional artists. We have artists like me. I started painting about 7 years ago when I retired. We have obviously children who may have some skill, may have no skill, but who enjoy the heck out of themselves when they come for our classes.
Mm-hmm. Now, how large of an organization is it? Do you have paid staff? Is it primarily volunteer run?
We have an operations manager, Irene Everett, who is our only paid staff. As such, she does just about everything. She's there almost every day. Actually, today she happens to be at a meeting for Delaware Tourism, but She is full of plans. She's actually new. She just joined us in late January. We have a board of anywhere from 9 to 12 people, all volunteer. And the rest of our membership is all volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned your operations manager is at a meeting with tourism today. Could you speak to the role that the Missipillion Art League plays in the fabric of the greater Milford community in terms of its relationship with businesses and with festivals and just activity in the community?
Sure. We are, first of all, on Main Street in Milford. Walnut Street is the main street going through downtown Milford.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we're pretty much centered on it. We're right across from the local theater,
right.
Second Street Players.
Second Street Players and the Music School of Delaware's
Music School of
Milford
Delaware
branch is there.
That's correct. They're moving to a different building, but they're still going to be in Milford.
Mm-hmm.
But we participate in, for instance, the Bug and Bud Festival
mm-hmm.
That Milford has in the spring, the Freedom Festival, which they have in the fall. We're open early in the summers. We're normally open at 10 o'clock in the morning, but in the summer Saturdays, when the farmers market, which is just down the street, opens, we open.
Mm-hmm.
And we generally have some of our artists showing at the farmers market.
Mm.
And we stay open for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to get into some of your some of the exhibits you have coming up and current. But first, let me remind our listeners, you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest in the studio today is Paul Akana, the board president of the Missipillion Art League in Milford. Paul, as I mentioned, I was just there recently and had an opportunity to see the current exhibit, Changes, which is a member show, which is running through April 8th. A little bit about that exhibit, how is an exhibit put together, and then what are some of the upcoming exhibits, because you have some really exciting things coming up.
Sure. Our exhibits chairman puts out a call for artists about a month beforehand, any of our shows. This is a members show, so it's not an open show. Any member can submit usually up to about three pieces, plus bin pieces, plus smaller pieces, table pieces, if they have them, for $35. They always have to have a price on their pieces. It's been a rule since we began.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sell a lot of the pieces that we get, but this show, for instance, Changes, was probably the biggest in terms of numbers that we've had, both in participants and in number of pieces shown.
Mm-hmm.
For 6 months. There is even sculpture this time. We don't often have sculptors, but we have sculpture this time. We usually have jewelry, all of which is made by our members. There is a show coming up, which is about a 10-day show, which is a children's show. It's called Wow, I suppose, for that reason. And children can submit art free. There's not a $35 charge for them.
Mm-hmm.
The following show is our big open judged, juried show for the spring. It's our 14th annual. It almost always has good response of artists from the area. Then we have a fundraiser, and that one starts, April 25th, mm-hmm. and it goes into June. Mm-hmm. In June, we have one of our, what's been one of our bigger fundraisers for the last 3 years, and that's a 6x6. What we do is we give artists a 6x6 canvas, mm-hmm. On which we ask them to make a piece of art. It can be any medium. The canvas is free. For the first canvas, any extra canvases they want to give us are $1 a piece. But then they return the canvases to us, donating them in late May. And then we hang them in June, and on the 24th of June, we have a silent auction, which has a tremendous response to the people of Milford. And they come in and bid on these pieces of art.
Now, when is that going to be?
That is Saturday, June 24th.
Okay. That sounds interesting. So 6x6, I assume that's 6 inches by 6 inches.
That's 6 inches. Right. Well, actually, my wife measured it as only 5 7/8 inches.
Okay.
She had to do that for what she's doing for it.
Okay. Now, with it being canvas, does that mean it's – I'm showing my ignorance about the visual arts. Does that mean it's primarily oil, or what media are used?
Any medium you want. Okay. Collage – my wife is doing a quilting problem. She's mm-hmm. wrapping it around the canvas. Mm-hmm. Oil, acrylics. Oil and acrylics obviously are the normal things for canvas.
Right.
If you prep canvas, you can put watercolor on it.
Okay.
Although I'm not sure whether some canvases come already prepped.
Right.
And I think these do.
Okay. Okay.
So any medium that can be stuck on this 6x6 canvas, we accept.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find that visitorship increases in the summer months as more people are heading down toward the beaches?
Anytime good weather comes, membership or visitorship improves, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, what kind of outreach do you have with the schools? Because I know you've had some connections to the schools in Sussex County.
We send our educational brochures to the schools mm-hmm. every year at the beginning of school, mm-hmm. Hoping that those brochures will make them into a backpack and make it home.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we don't have actual outreach to the schools themselves. We have some private school attendance. Mm-hmm. Kids First Academy brings kids in. Also, we have had homeschoolers come in and take classes from us.
Mm-hmm.
The public schools, as yet, not so much.
Okay. You've been with the Art League for a number of years. I understand you've been president for about a year or so.
That's correct.
But you've been with the Art League for a number of years, and you mentioned was founded in 2004. Is that right? So 12, 13 years old now. How have you seen the Art League evolve, both in terms of its character and in terms of its service to the community?
The Art League has come up from a group of people who started it, maybe 8 or 10 people in 2004, incorporated it, started it as a 501c3 organization. It started in a small building on Front Street in Milford in, I believe it was 2007. We moved to the current location, which is an order of magnitude larger, and now we're even larger. Our membership has continued to grow every year. The number of programs we can offer has increased every year, largely due to the effort of people like Judy Strzok, who's our education chair right now, our immediate ex-president. Is that the kind of thing you...
Yeah. I just think it's a great opportunity and a resource to the community, but also to the artists in Sussex County. You mentioned it's to your understanding, it's the second largest art league. Is that right?
I believe so. I believe the Rehoboth Art League is the largest. Mm-hmm. There are also art leagues in Milton, Millsboro, Dover. I think there may be one in Georgetown now. Mm-hmm. But I think in terms of membership and activities, right now we're the second largest.
So as a resource to artists, as an opportunity to convene, to show work, and to get exposure, I think it's really a tremendous service that the Missipillian Art League plays in its community.
Absolutely.
And in the arts world of Milford. Paul Akana, it's really been a pleasure talking to you this morning about the work of the Missipillian Art League. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. And just to remind people that you don't have to be an artist to be a member of the Missipillian Art League.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.